Okay, Thursday night, Baruch. Okay, getting back to Kibbutz Avraham. There's a general machlokas haposkim, the Rishonim, Rambam, the Tur, and all the way down to nowadays poskim. It's a matter that's not resolved, and that is if someone's parent is what we'll call a Rasha, Eina Osem Asamcha, he habitually does Averos, B'mezid, is there a Chiyuv Kavod or not? So Machlokes, the Rambam holds that there is, Shulchan Aruch holds that there is, the Ramah and the Tur and the Ramah hold that there's not, and I say down to the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's still a matter that's not resolved. Now, I think people are familiar with what's called Tinuk Shenishba, the Chazonish's description of Tinuk Shenishba, the Chazonish is in Yerideya, that someone who doesn't know is certainly not a Rasha, someone who wasn't raised and given proper chinuch. The Chazonish says, it's totally in Roi Seinei HaRabonim. The Rabonim really have to make a determination on every individual. They can't really make klolim. They have to make a determination on every individual whether he had a chance to know, he didn't know. It's like he could have learned, he did learn, he was exposed, he wasn't exposed, he's rebellious, he's not rebellious. This is a judgment call that has to be made in every case. So first of all, so Tinuk Shenishba is certainly not even called a Rasha. Even if a parent would be a Rasha, Misafek, I would say Misafek, you have to be Mechabed them. I'm talking about all the Dinei Kovet. There's a machlokas, it's unresolved really, the machlokas, so misafik you have to do it. Kosh gain that is so prevalent of Tinuk Shenishba. Now the question becomes, if you have worse than a Rosh, if you have a kofar, someone has a parent who doesn't believe in the fundamentals of Judaism, or is a Mechal Shabbos Befrahesia, so there's no machlokas. There, that's worse than a Rosh, unfortunately. And there's certainly no Chiyuv Kavod. However, it seems from the Achronim that I saw that they would go along with the Tinuk Shenishba qualification, even in such a case, that if the parent would be, if the person would be classified as a Tinuk Shenishba, then even in these cases, there would be a Chiyuv Kavod. I can't go along with that, meanwhile, unless it's proven. I don't see a kavod, even a tinuk shenishba, but a kofer and a mumar, lahachis, and that classification, which is beyond Rasha, it's called a mumar. I'm not convinced that tinuk shenishba plays a role there in terms of giving kavod. In terms of what the Chazanish talks about, chalitza, whether it might be a Chiyuv Yibum, the different things that the Chazanish talks about, that, yeah, but that there should be a Kavod, I'm not convinced that that would be the case. But our component from the Achronim, it is Mashma, that even in such cases, Tinuk Shenishba plays a role, and there is a Chiyuv Kavod. It's important to know that even in the worst Ofan, a Kofar, and not Tinuk Shenishba, and the worst Ofan, it's interesting that the Achronim assume that there is an Isser to cause the parent pain. There might not be a Chiyuv Kavod, but to go B'Chiyuv and be Mitzayer, the father, is Osir. They all name on, it's for it, your father, and I'm not sure the Lomda Shechilik, but to go B'Chiyuv and give Tzar, they assume is Osir. Even though there's no Chiyuv Kavod, but there's an Isser Tzar. Certainly, if the child is what we call a Baal Tshuva, there's a special Achrayus to be especially Zohir, whether he's Mechuyuv or not, in Kibbutz. There's a special Achrayus to be very, very Zohir in Kibbutz Avraham, because of the Chilul Hashem aspect involved. You know, Shelo Yomru, the Gemara says sometimes, Shelo Yomru Holach mi kedusha chamura le kedusha kala, has a very, very big achrayus to be very zohir in books. There's some good books on the market that discuss different scenarios and how to handle those scenarios so as not to create a Chilul Hashem.